Santo, e Rambo misericórdia deles. E de você dentro de mim, sabe, e ao vento matone, e a boca bem se vai se formar aqui. A pior que chegou, dá em frio, a gente mame, e vai te chiaza aqui. E a fila, mas a mãe, se o Renato queima, tem frio, tem esse frio, tem bairro, e você tem, que te vai me ver eles, e eu só tenho a outra. E também, ficamos cansados, e não me pôr, e 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 me canzone romana sposura, anzi come dire nel bairro, ci bairro di comunista Peter, ma c'è chi presesce bairro di Lea, ci primo, bene scrivo ci uno, come le famiglie svaniciò. Venire name, di ho, e basta di luce, sempre di sempre, a caso che su bairro si diciaca, su cuore lo fai, e ti lo tumo, che va a sempre di due cose, un cuore lo scopo, poi invece mio padre lo dice, oh, che lo sono nato, vuoi segnare il tuo, diciamo, io sono lo giovai, c'è il tempo, 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 Jesus foi um sofrio, dafio ombro a aquele filho que se tornou, que me chegou com a frio, mas que me raquei, conta-me o apóstolo. Na boa é essa. Deve ser a coisa, se vai me estar lá dentro. Só por, não, sempre me sei com as razões. Isso, isso. Isso, o não. Só, só if they, it was repeated, that this is the son of this woman. Of this moment, and there, and then Twain testified that he was born so the highest skill like Wawi. But how do you know that she is mother? No one saw that she gave birth to him. The answer is, they were chazon, in other words, since it is accepted by everybody that this man is the son of this woman, so that's enough for you to meet out at least. But still, suppose Twain will come and testify. Twain will come and testify that a certain man was designed with a certain woman, and that woman is the reputed mother of that man. That man. And then she and he will say, yeah, I'm the reputed mother. She is my reputed mother. But say, no one knew in the city that I was an adopted child, and she just adopted me. But they told everybody that he was her natural child, but actually I'm only adopted. I'm adopted, so it's not how we say, so it's not him. He's not him. So in such a case, person will not be Sanhedrin, will not be without reason. So this is what he mentions. So certainly in this case of the Jewish Ramon, how can there be any question as to whether she's Memenes with the Tamaster? Of course she's Memenes. So, continue the portion. Vitamani al Ramosh of the Jewish in the days, Shulinich as we were saying, Rabdim Adon in Sensa Masra Hazok, the Abadab the Hanuman, the Hanuman, the Nibu Ramban, the Kodoki, Kamaba Masra Tim, Umehan, I'm sure. So the Rambo comes to the same conclusion. But what he is asking again, Rambo, why did Rambo have to discuss it so much? It's such a double portion that he or she is a man. But still, she's the minister to the master. And the Ta says, since we know now that there was an agreement between them, that she should say she's in need of everybody, in order that she should not be the victim of an anole, so merely it's nothing considered to us ago. Or it will easily show me to her now. In other words, let's say, if a certain person is reputed to be the child of another person, but then one person knows that in effect he is an adopted child. So then the Tas says it's not in the case of Ozikon, it's not Ozikon. Or you go easy, Shom Bichuna, and now Shemach Shabo, Lomo, Omu Ozikon, Nido, Viral Aiken, and Lomo, Hil Aiken. Why does the Mora say, Ozikon, Nido, Mishan, Isel, or Shikudan, Express, and Lomo? Basically, so Viral Aiken, vai lá, vai se rir e continua. E tem só mais tempos. E o mira, ele usa com mais tempos. Davi o ruxo e este sabe de você. Da mesa o mentiro, se o mentiro. Só que der a rocha e se magia, se da lei, só vai no céu. E o ralema, só marque ao zero do mês e se enxergou em mim. Aí tem a vida, tu é, com mais de nós. Daí, é como tu é que tu é que quem é o andai. A mim, sim, se o mentiro, there is a very simple balance, a maximum balance. Not there is anything wrong with the carrots or of cards, but there is a maximum appearance. A vida, and the cash of the amor. No more of the world, if I need a violent, if I need a violent. No, because there is a very simple appearance. Needless to mention, the cheese like it. Because it's a bit of shech, so of course she is like it. But vis-à-vis the bowels that I have to say, Shabbat Nav Shech Tichem Yisroel, so you should be like it. We cannot say that we got to the Baal Shama Kirisore, but in this case, we see the Baal is like, not because of Mnemones by the Isha, because after all, the Isha is Mnemones regarding the Baal should be also loving her. If she says she's a leader, or regarding the Baal, that the Baal should be mutal of her. If she says she won't feel it, and she's not a leader anymore, but in Gabi Malkis, who is by a play, Malkis is the fascist. Of the Shnai Nidhi of the Yomo. So, Mele, so the, as far as she is concerned, so then, of course, that she is higher as Malkis. Because of Shabbat Nashti Ben Yisure, in the Rambam Paskins, that on the basis of Shabbat Nashti Ben Yisure, we can be Tawel Malkis. But I would say, the Baal should not get Malkis because she has no Mnemones. We got him and as far as he is concerned, we should require to aid him. So come as long that even as far as he is concerned, we still accept that we still are able to meet our Malkis because of Malkin or Hazokis, simply Zerim or Hazokis, since she is recruited with him. A needle, some melee, we can meet out in the forces, we say, Malkis or something. Right. The Chocham in the Shim Shakeres, the Chocham Nemon, Utmeyoim, the Chocham Nemon, nearly Davka Chocham Atzme, Kim Shim Simechesol. וישתקר שיקרה מה שאין כאילו מן החוכם לפנינו וידך עוד מאית שהחוכם עושה לא איני נאמון. So the case is when we say that if the woman says חוכם פלאי תיאל and the חוכם פלאי comes before us and he says לא איני נאמון, I never was mad to her, so she has no nemones and the חוכם is all the nemones. That is, if the contradiction is between her and the Chochem, but suppose the Isha says, Chochem playing tear, and then another Chochem says, no, I was standing there, and I heard how the Chochem told you that the Kesem is stomach, not doing. And she says to him, no, you don't remember, I heard the Chochem telling me that the Kesem is stomach. So, what is the halacha in such a case? Nearly davke achochem atzme, ki mishin simechesol, vishtach ashikhe, mashein ki min achochem lepaneinu, vindech od neyi chachochem asolo. Somebody else contradicts her as to what achochem passed. So, Eminem, so that's the creation of das. Because, of course, insofar as this thing is concerned, so that it's only Shaiach, the sphere, the contradiction is between the woman and the Chochem himself. So then we believe the Chochem, and we don't believe the Isha. So the Chochem has all the credibility, and the Isha has no credibility. But suppose there is a contradiction between the Isha, and then another person comes and says, I was standing when you were the Shaiach and the Chochem, and the Chochem told you it's coming. So then I would say, it's something. It's having a heart. It's just straight up afraid. It's something. It's something. No. So the Taz says, no, it's not something. If it's something, so she'll be assured by it. Be assured by it. Something should be the right side. Maybe she's a leader. So the Taz says, no. If the Chochem contradicts her, then we accept the testimony when the Chochem contradicts her, and we ignore what she says. So we see what I pray. And if the Chochem doesn't contradict her, but another person contradicts her in respect to what the Chochem said, so then we believe her completely. We believe her completely. And the other person we ignore. Why not the Sabbath? Chabad al Chad, like training al Chay. So, the Matita says, the Amunim from the Greek Sudes, Kolmokin Shemim, Atheon, Yachoy, Harim Kan Shnai, Vim Kim Achanami, Nisiyahim, Nema Bahakhi Shisa, Shim Kishnai. So, that's one of them. Moshe Yatas. Then you're not Moshe. So the first Moshe Yatas says, he applies the principle of the Kolmokin Shemim, Atheon, Yachoy, Harim Kan Shnai. The Gemara mentions it in Sefer Yevamos in regard to three cases. In regard to Eglah. Now the halacha is, if a chol is found in Bad Dominat Yisrael, the Rebbeinu called, so then there's the five skin from the Zanonimah to go out and to measure near a city to the place of the chol. Then the city has to bring an Eglah. And the Torah says, we will make that miko, ho neida. So the Gemara is saying that learns out from the portion. Ho neida, afu echo to see the yom. Even in the hole, has the morales. So then there's, he does not bring an egla with him. That's one thing where the dechol is not. Another case where the egla with the morales can be safe. Because the aloha means that he, the Baal, said in the presence of the witnesses to his wife, I'll teach the English lady. So, and then she has the yichud with that person in the presence of the lady. So the aloha means yes, take it to the care, and the care is to be master of the Maimamon. And that will be divine. And until she leaves the Maimamon, so she's a sure Bible. That's the basic aloha. From which the Gemara deduces the aloha of Zofik Tumidush Tzayochi, it's making fun. So that's the second case where the Yahweh is the Mones. A third case where the Yahweh is the Mones, that's the Kabbalah's Bible. So, all this is in regard to a sin, in regard to his Bible, in regard to a Yahweh, if one Yahweh. If one Yahweh comes and says, he bears the the husband of a certain woman died. So then, basically, it was material, the woman to get married. Then, later on, a week later, so another aide comes and says no. And he says, he confronts the first aide and says, you're right, you need to go. I was present there, he was only injured. But he's all right, he didn't die the husband. So the halacha is, we say, that kolmokin shikim tirim echod arim kishnayim, v'yivor shalechod kolmokin shnayim. So the halacha is, in the first day we testify that he saw how the husband died, he has the mother's life too. The other one contradicts him and said, no, I saw that he didn't die, he just got hurt for a while. So then he has only the mother's of one. And the Yivor Shalechot Mokim Shnayim, so we accept the testimony by the one age who testified first. Or let's say the same thing would be true. The same thing would be true of an Egla Rufo. Even the Echot comes and says that I saw who is the killer. So then, so Bezdin cannot bring an Egla Rufo. Cannot be that company. Suppose after that, another person comes and tells the person and said, who said, he raised before, that he knows who the killer is. So he says, Loyal, he saw who the killer is. So now what he means that the second one is normal, because the first one is the Manus of two, and the second one only of one, and he goes Rabbah Mishnai, and the same thing is true, the same thing is true of Mizbai also. I mean, the same thing is true of Beit Seder also. So, if the cup was a Achazeh, so the second day there's no Memonis. If the cup was Achaz, so then everyone has the same Memonis, so it's Yisod. But if the cup was a Achazeh, so the first one of Memonis of two, the second one has Memonis of one, in Kol of Sholechos, Mimokim Shnayim. Now, there is in Machlokes Hashem, whether this in a twice with Yachanan Bishon. So the Mahij, the Jewish Mahij says that the same in a twice with Yachanan Bishon also. In other words, if there is a Chtich on the table and we don't know whether it's Chedev or Shomen, then Ruben in Yachot comes and says, this Chtich I know is Shomen. Then the next day, another Yidachot comes and says, this Chtiche, I know, is Chayrej. So the Mahik says that we apply the same principle. That the first one is the Monis of two, the second one is the Monis of one. So the Yidachot, the Mokim Shnai, takes this Yishen and increases the same thing, like the Mahik. But the Yid one, Mukiyetze, and the Rambam, They say this aloch of Shnai. So the first midachot is not the oneness, and the second one is not the one to be matched with the first midachot. So the mitzvah says that applies only to itzeite the ra'uf and the mizbayo, because itzeite the ra'uf essentially should be prior to everything. Is it the moshe be'aloch? But there is a special transapostle in the involved. We say very wrong. There is a special transapostle that in his Bible. The Yachod is the Monet. There is a special transapostle that we say that in the Yachod is the Monet. But without the special transapostle, what would I say? That in the Moshebeab, which might be causing the difference. But we have a special transapostle. So since without the transapostle, he wouldn't get the money. And why does he have the Zerzakos? Why wouldn't he have the money without the Zerzakos? Because in the Moshe Be'al was Mishnai. But he had the Zerzakos. So that means that the Zerzakos implies not only that the Yachot and his Bible has the money, that he has the money of two, because it's the Moshe Be'al. To have the Moshe Be'al requires creating. So here we have another Zerzakos. The Yachot is the Emor. So we have to say the effect. The effect of these Zakosuke is that he has the credibility of two. So the first one is credibility of two. The second one has only credibility of one. So he calls Mashiach by Yahweh Yisrael. So the very outset, we only require the Yahweh. So the fact that the Torah was mammon, and the Yahweh does not necessarily imply that the Torah gave the Yahweh the monies of two. No, the Torah gave the monies of one. But why is it Emor? Because the Midechor has the monies. So maybe the first one also has the monies of one. And the second one also has the monies of one. So it's Chalud Abichad. Why should we believe the first one more than the other one? Mashim came according to this is the shame which he says. I think it's that you know. And according to the Mahi, so then the Alochel of in Kodesh Rech Mokim Shnayim, that the first one is the one of two, and the second one only of one, so we may ignore the testimony by the second. So according to the Mahijan, and according to the Mahijan, he creates it. So it applies to Surim also. And the Tashi is like the Mahij. There is another task in the Cheshchite, which is also one. But then the Tashi is like the Mahij. So he says, only the Chochem himself can do the Kita. So then we pay attention to what the Chochem says. We pay no attention to what the Mahij says. But suppose another person will add in this verse as to what the Chacham passed me. So then, the Yishe is all the ones in the world. Whereas the other person, the second one, has no enemies. So we see that that's a culture which is of the Marijan kids. I'm sorry, not the kids. With the sheet of the Marijan, this is the shaking of the kids. That's what it says. Ramu Tavi, Sukhas, Komokim, Jahad, Alter Stein. But according to the Hitler, the Gates, and the Rampa, that Komokim, Shikir, Jahad, Alter Stein, we only apply to Gabor. And you are Hufe, and Sainte, and this Bible, the Bible, so here we put the flying laws record. We walk in Shnai. So Mela, what would we say if another person has a disagreement with the issues of what the Chacham said, that it is something, Mesok Shiva Soroba. Then he says, the soon government is losing Yahweh, and also, Vadim Kam, nearly. Now here it says that the each, that the person has no mnemonics, the person has no mnemonics to contradict the Isha. The person who is not a Chacham himself, but who argues, who disagrees with the Isha as to what the Chacham said. The Isha says that the Chacham said it's not real. The person says the Chacham said it's not. So the second question is that the other person has no mnemonics. Why? Because it requires greater. But what is because it's closer down. Takes this in that brings on the brain says explicitly that the Chiddush, that the Chiddush by the Torah, the Sofer, of the Atzmo is that without the person, after all, we know it, that would be so why the Torah have to say the Sofer of the Atzmo. So takes this is a very simple talent that brings on the brains. Indeed. Because without it, there's a possible, I would say, that the ego is also Dov Shalom. What is Dov Shalom? Anything that relates to the relationship between the husband and wife, anything that relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife, that's Dov Shalom. Dushi, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. Gersh, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. Edismus, she's a soul of Bible, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. Some male to wire spray. So without it, as a person, so for that's not as you say it, we would argue neither, yes neither, not neither. She did go to her, she didn't go to her. So also relates to the relationship, the marital relationship between husband and wife. So the Dachot should not be never. And the Dachot should not be never. So that's why we told the person, so for that's not, that it's not that. So Tainis says, I could argue that Nido is in Dova Shebe'ahu because it affects the relationship between husband and wife. Komashno, with Dexter Zakos, of his own Ratzmo, it's not Dova Shebe'ahu. It's not Dova Shebe'ahu. Why is that distinguished from his use? It is used in Dova Shebe'ahu. Why? Because it affects the relationship between husband and wife. If there is this group, so she's a soul of Bible. So if she is in Hebrew, she's a soul of Bible. The answer is, according to this, is in the group. Dov Shebe'ahu can only include something that applies in only to the relationship between husband and wife. It relates only to the relationship of life. So let's say Dushin Gersh, it is loose. Because like this, if a woman commits loose, does she come as anybody? She doesn't come as anybody. But if a married woman commits loose, commits adultery, then she becomes a husband. So it relates exclusively to the relationship with husband and wife. Mashiach is a leader, of course, a leader is a soul of Bible. And to somebody else, another husband, the same is a leader. The same is a leader. If another husband, if someone is brought up through your amigo, there is going to see high calls, the same way as a husband is brought up, which is a leader. So since it's not in the exclusive area, in the relationship between husband and wife, so it's not logical. That's stasis. She did. But the task here apparently is inconsistent. The task here, he appears to say that you are in the MS. Nido is a double shabbat. Why is it a double shabbat? Because it pertains to the relationship between husband and wife. Why is it this news, double shabbat? It pertains to the relationship between husband and wife. If there was this news, she's a soul of it. If she is a nido, she's also a blasphemy. But takes it, she can be true, she's also the husband. But she's also the husband in the same way as she's also, she would be also to anybody else, too. Let's say, suppose she had me married. So she would be also as a nido. So, male, it's not the exclusive domain of the marital relationship, not the nido. So, it's not the domain, only something that is limited to the relationship between the husband as a husband and the wife as a wife, let's say the insert of the shishisha's insult. So she's only a soul of viral. So that is the Dosh Adelba, not in Saido. But she will give the ties he holds, even though it affects other people too, not just the husband, but the fact is that the heter, she can only have relationship with the husband. She cannot have relationship with anybody else anyway. So the male, on a practical level, it pertains to the relationship between the husband and the wife. So the male is considered as a relationship. But that's contrary to what this says in that place. But there is the chidush HaRashba in Yevomes. It's not clear what the Rashba says, but could be explained in that way, that according to the Rashba, so Nido is a Dabash Be'alba. So then you ask, if Nido is a Dabash Be'alba, if Nido is a Dabash Be'alba, as the Tas says, so why is the Mishan an S? So it should require the Eid, the answer is, that's the purpose of the Zer Zakosu, of the Sotol El Atzma. So the purpose of the Zer Zakosu is only that she is the menace with Hater Atzma of Bible. If she says, I counted Zayiki, I went here. So that, even though without the Zer Zakosu, she wouldn't be a menace. Because in the Roshan of Baruch Mishnayi, so that the Zer Zakosu, the children is. So the Zerzakosu only implies according to the task, and perhaps according to the Rashba he wants. But it's not so clear why the sheet of the Rashba he wants. But that's certainly the sheet of the task. So the Zerzakosu only implies that a woman, even though without the special Zerzakosu, it should require to a me. So it doesn't require to a me. We suffer all the Atzma. We suffer all the Atzma. Mashayim came. So we have no Zer Zakosu in Yahweh Zemon, so that's why the Tas says, if the Misha says, Lady Achochem was Mitaya the Kesem. He said that I'm not in it. And then another person says, no, Lady Achochem told you just the reverse, that you are an evil, that the Kesem is stomach. So we believe her, and we don't believe the other person who says in the name of the Chochem that he was becoming a Kesem. Why? Because yes, Nido, not Nido, is Nido Shabbat. But the Isha herself is the Menes La'atya because of his special Zerzakosu of the Sotol Atzma. But the other person who argues with him, he, the Zerzakosu, does not imply that he also has the Menes Nechumre, even though it's Nido Shabbat, so he has the Menes. She has the monies, and he doesn't have the monies. That's why the Tas says that the issue is the monies. Mashayim came, according to the ritual, and the Mukiyis and the Rambam, that Kol Mokim Shehi Nekir Yahod Arim Kanshayim, Harei Kanshnayim only applies to the three things. There's spiral and it sinked it, and they got roofing, not to other learning. So maybe, and then according to what Peter says in Hebrew, that it was a also with software arts and device, that Neo is not the Russian level, then you have to say, not like the gas. And then you have to say that it's a song. Perhaft the one is the Hochen Kahn and after in Isa. I will not be able to ask this. Also, the Hochen Lemon, בדברי ראש פרק המן, פרק המן, alright, so סיבור, סיבור, tomorrow and then you have to go over, you have to go over, סיבור פיבור, in the tour, in the מחבר, in the long shach, I mean the tactics of the shach I already discussed about that, I mean of course you have to go over the washing of the of the reef, which is what's on the
oh, yes, that's it.
Sing Dalit. Simic of the hand, sing Dalit. Hoy Misham is in Akeo, the Omro in the Knesi, Upiris, Miyad, Haif Kot, Shimitose, Hamuro, and Kibios. So, let's ignore the Shmuel. So,
Zion of Hashem Kafshimembe.
Shall we yoda show some nitris memo? So, in other words, the halacha is that if she fears some ido at the time of the tashmish, so then they are mechuyev to the perish beiva mes. If they are perish beiva mikushe, so the perish itself is a maise din. But suppose he didn't know that din. He was a imamuta. So he's a sheikh, but yisame mem yei. והוא צריך להוריד סריצותי רק כל שבוע שני יום כנשי לבחמיש כשני חמיש I mean this is the תשובס המיש for us it's called the Reza Ramayze the Kiyach discusses all these things I mean so the strange thing about it is I mean what's the purpose of the תשובס המיש that Reza Ramayze discusses for certain areas, because Chayavikoresu is his best in so Tshuva is not Mechapia, and even in Kippur is not Mechapia. In order to have a Kaporek Mule, there must be Yisur. So, so in order to avoid Yisurim, so then he is Misame a certain number of Taniyahs, so that's in lieu of Yisur. That's in lieu of Yisur. And the aim is Tshuva, so he says something else. There is another way to overcome Yisur. One is, let's say, tinyus, but I mean, when we mention tinyus, that Rabbi Lezam Gamayza mentions. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention the union of tinyus, but he mentions something else. In other words, there are certain things that are making against Yisur, like Zdoke, Yus Chasod. So that is making against Yisur. So if the person was able, and a Nisa course, so Mele, he cannot have Kapore Gmure unless he has his Suri, so he can affect Kapore Gmure even without his Suri, by indulging in those mitzvahs that are making negative Suri. What mitzvahs are making negative Suri? Zdokin Munas Chasodi. So instead of Chubas HaMishpo, of fasting a number of Taniyas, and anyway, all the Chachmi Yisrael, after Rabbi Zalman Gamayze, say that this Chubas HaMishpo is not for today's generation. For today's generation, for two reasons. First of all, today's generation is not in that matrege in order to undergo Chubas HaMishpo. I mean, the Bali Tshuva of today is not the Bali Tshuva of years ago. So Mela, they're not in the Madrege to undergo Ichus Amishpo, and then, because Nechwishi Hagufi, in other words, one has to be very careful not to fess too many Taleis, because it might be detrimental to his health. So in the Dibus of Hashem, they had a much stronger organism. So when Rabbi Zalman Tamayze mentions Taleis, he only mentions it in connection with the people who are immune against any harm that might be caused by fest. So, but today it's Nechwishu, Adeiras, on a physical level. So Mele, no one should dare resort to Chumas Amishu today. But, let's say, vis-a-vis someone who is in the Madrege to undergo Chumas Amishu, and who is strong enough to be misaneh in a number of years, so that is mentioned. That's why the Ramo mentions it. It's all based upon the Blazam Gamais. The Mordechai also mentions this, but the Mordechai also, the source of Chuvas Hamishpo is the Blazam Gamais. So he says, but the strange thing about this Ramo is, when is Chuvas Hamishpo mentioned? Chuvas Hamishpo is mentioned in connection with someone who was in Ron Avira, for which is Chayav Kores. Is Chayav Kores. So the Aloch is that Chayav Kores is his best, the Aloch Kuti Kapores. So Chuvay in Kippur is not Mechaper Kapores more. Only if he has Yisurim, so in order to bypass Yisurim, so if he undergoes Chuvas Hamishpo a number of Taniyeh, so that will be Luav Yisur. But when is the Kores, if somebody is in there in certain Averes, amazing. Well, I need them amazing. But here, he was shaking. He didn't know the Gemara in Shuas, that Hamoele Bitsi Yosei, Moibi Biyosei, that Prishe Beiva Mikushe, he constitutes a nice idea. So he didn't know, so he immediately was failing. So he tried to do the best that in his ignorant mind he was able to do. He didn't know the halacha. So there is no, when we say that Chayav Krisis is his best, so Tshuva in Kippur is not mechaper only if it's amazing, but not if it's shaking. So there is one big chiddush in this Ramah. There is one big chiddush in this Ramah. Now the Ramah doesn't say it. How is it that the Ramah doesn't say it, let's say, in Hilchos Shabbos? Now here it's in Issachoros. Hilchos Shabbos is also in Issachoros. It's in Issachilo also. Not only in Issachoros. The Ramah doesn't mention Hilchos Shabbos, that if somebody, let's say, was Michal Shabbos Mishedik, he was Michal Shabbos Mishedik, he forgot it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, it was Friday. That's the reason I mention it, I emphasize, he forgot it was Shabbos. Because sometimes a person, you know, walks into a dark room, he turns on the light. And he's not even mischav on Shabbos. He's not even mischav to turn on the light. But by habit, every time he goes into, let's say, a dark room, So immediately turns on the light. So Mila, it might happen to many a person. And Shabbos, he walks into the dark room, so he also turns on the light. That's not in Shekik. Shekik means he was mischaving to do the Meloche, but he didn't know that it is Oseh, or he didn't know at the moment, he forgot it was Shabbos. But here, it usually happens absent-mindedly, he doesn't even intend to turn on the light. It's by force of habit. Every time a person goes into a dark room, he turns on the light. He doesn't even think. So by force of habit, so it's not in Lech Machsheves. That is not even a shaking. He doesn't require it. But, so I mentioned, type of shaking. if a person is mishabed to do a certain halacha, but he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he thought it was Sunday for Shabbat. The Rambam doesn't mention that he has to be mishabed a number of times. The Rambam mentioned that here, in regard to someone who was Boal Anido, because he didn't know that it's Osa. Didn't know it's Osa. So apparently from this Rambam we see now, the Gemara says that, Gemara in Machi says that the Bineach is Chayav Nisei and Zayin Mitzvahs. Suppose someone killed a human being, and he wanted to kill, but he said he didn't know that it's also to kill. Eina Muta. So Eina Muta is Chayav Nisei. It's a machlek, it's a Bayan Brother, but we pass for like Brother. That Eina Muta is Chayav Nisei. And the Rambam also passes in his Lohim. That the Bneiach, if he's Eina Muter, so he's Chayav Nisei. Why? Because Eina Muter is a shaky called the Nisei. Because Hoyer will make a law. As it is, you know, in English we say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's what it means. Hoyer will make a law. One cannot, excuse me, please let me explain. It means don't interrupt me in the middle of a sentence. Don't interrupt me. No one will gain from it. Everyone will lose. Okay. It's all right. You can ask the questions after the Shia. You don't have to interrupt me for every question that occurs to your mind. We are behind in the Gemara. And if I'll be interrupted every time I say something, before you might finish it, I'll never be able to come to the point. It's not so important, that question. If it is an important question to you, so then you can wait with that question till after the Shia. So if it's in a muta, so in other words, in the Shay Kalmaz, the Shay Kalmaz. But, so the Neach is higher, we say only a Shay Kalmaz. But if he's not, if he's a real Shay, so he's not higher, we say. Now, in respect of Yitzhiche, we find three kinds of choice. We find Shege Kovaleines, we find Shegeik, we find Shegeik Kovaleines. So, Eritzeach is Chayav Goles. What kind of Eritzeach is Chayav Goles? If he's not a Shege Kovaleines, but a regular Shegeik. But if he is a Shege Kovaleines, then he is not Chayav Goles. And a Shege Kovaleines, if the Geladam kills it, so the Geladam is Chayav Goles. The Geladam is Chayav Goles. Then there is a Shege Kovaleines. Shege Kovaleines, so is not Chayav Goles either. But for a different reason than a Shege Kovaleines. For the Sheikh Kovaleines. A Sheikh Kovaleines is potter of Misev because he's potter of Goles because he's not high in the English of Goles. He's not high. Mashaik and a Sheikh Kovaleines. So he's not Gele, not because he's not high in that kind of English. That English is no kapora for him. It's not the Hatter. And the Nakimine between the Sheikh Kovaleines. And the Sheikh called the amazing is a Sheikh called Lainez doesn't have to go to war in the court, but if the Giladam kills him, the Giladam is high risk. Sheikh called Lainez. A Sheikh called the amazing is not Gele because Goles is no kapore for him, but if the Giladam kills him, he's part of this. So, in other words, that's a Sheikh called Lainez. So, for example, what is a concrete example of a regular Shegeik, of a Shegeik Kovaleines, or a Shegeik, Korev, Lemezit. So the Gemara mentions an example. Let's say, somebody throws out a stone through the window, into the courtyard. into the ashram. Into the ashram. You know, in the courtyard there is a place where all the ashram is left for a certain time, and then somebody takes away the ashram. So if he throws out the stone into the ashram, and the ashram is an ashram asuyon from it, that regularly, several times a week, a man, a garbage collector, comes and clears the garbage, and then a certain person threw out a stone into that garbage, into that pile, and another person happened, the garbage collector, happened to be there, and he was killed. So then, if his ashpa suyam from his, so he's not yilul or mitlot, because he's a shame called the mazit. He's or mitlot, he's no kaporet for him. Or mitlot, he's no kaporet for him. And there, either is, suppose it's an ashpa, so in other words, it's no kaporet. And suppose the Giladam will kill that tzeyach, he'll be put on his. Even though he didn't intend to kill it, it didn't occur to his mind that the garbage collector will be there. In the became ashpa at this moment when he threw out the stone. So he wasn't even looking, he threw out the stone through the window. So he's a shame probably. Suppose it's a ashpa shino osuli from his father. Ashpa shino osuli from his father. It's never collected. It's in the courtyard. And no garbage collector ever comes to collect. So the Baal himself, the Balabais himself, has to take it away. And he threw out his stone, and it just happened, a certain person happened to be there. Unexpectedly, then he's a shady called Leines. He doesn't have to. He's not even hired boys. He doesn't have to go to all the Mikot. He doesn't even have to go to all the Mikot. He'll kill Adam and kill him as a Ritziah. When will he be a Ritziah Shady who is hired boys? And Goles will be at the Kore? If ordinarily it's not osur lefanes, but sometimes it is nifnes. In other words, if let's say the ashpa, let's say, is taken away once a week, and then that garbage collector already collected the ashpa, let's say on a Wednesday. Now it was Friday, and he threw out his stone through the window. Into the place of the ashram. And it just happened that the garbage collector came again to clear the ashram. So in such a case, that I mentioned examples that the mother mentions, the mothers. So in such a case, he's hired Goles, and Goles is a couple. So in other words, so we see that, let's say, vis-a-vis Israel, so the distinction between regular Sheikh and Sheikh called the Mazit doesn't exist, because let's say somebody is Aveya, the Sheikh, and Aveya, for the Mazit of which there is Kores, so if he doesn't be Sheikh, he is higher Hatos. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's a regular Shaykh, somebody's Mechal Shabbos, or it's Chayyim, or it's Amin Kippah, Shaykh. Whether he's a regular Shaykh, so he's Chayyim Chavos. Whether he's a Shaykh for Leines, he is still Chai B'Chatos. Whether he's a shady, cold, amazing, he is still Chai B'Chatos. Let's say, suppose somebody is Mechal Shabbos, he forgets that it's Shabbos. He thinks it's something, it's Friday. It's Friday. So it's Chai B'Chatos. Now, this is not a shady, cold, amazing. Because what you do, I mean, if somebody is in a mutter, ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have known. But he forgot. He forgot the Shabbos. He thought it was Sunday. So, it's not a sheikh of amazing. And it's not a sheikh of awareness either. But it is a regular sheikh. He's Chai B'Chatos. Suppose somebody is Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't know that it's also to be Mechal Shabbos. So he's a sheikh of amazing. But the Chatos is Chai. So in Kol HaTele Kole, there is no distinction between Sheikh, Sheikh Olene, Sheikh Olamezi, Sheikh is Sheikh, even though there are three types of Sheikh. So every Sheikh, each one of the three types of Sheikh, so is Chai B'Chatos, is Chai B'Chatos. So the regular Sheikh, if, let's say, if he didn't know that it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday or Friday, so it's a regular Sheikh, or if he didn't know that there is such a thing as Lamites and Roches, so in Mutter, so in Sheikh of Leinus, it is still Chai B'Chatos. And then let's mention an example of Sheikh of Leinus. Now, there is a machlekes between Mumbes and the Chachomim. Tinik Sheishba Ben Akum, and he was Mechal Shabbos. He was Mechal Shabbos. So Mumbes says that he is Potter of Ikon when he does Shurim. And but we pass meaning that he is Chai B'Chatos. So, what it is, Rishman Akum is certainly not a regular Sheikh. He is not an Ustomo to be Potter Rishman Bikov. But it's certainly Sheikh of Meines, even according to the Chachomim of Mundes, still the Chachomim of Mundes say that he is Chai Bikov. So we see that every Sheikh is Chai Bikov. Whether it's a Sheikh of Amazing, or it's a regular Sheikh, or it's a Sheikh of Meines, unless he's an Ustomo. And on his own. So then he's Potter of the call. But as far as Chatos is concerned, there is no distinction between Sheikh Awareness, regular Sheikh, and Sheikh of the Mate. In regard to Mitzayatovitziche, there are three types. There is Sheikh, there is Sheikh of the Mate, there is Sheikh of the Mate. In regard to the Neyach, so a regular Sheikh is Potter. A regular Sheikh is Potter of the Mate. But a Sheikh of the Mate is Chayimis. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat? Why do we say that the Bineyach, so a regular Sheikh, even if it's not a Sheikh of Meis, but a regular Sheikh is also Potter of Meis, a bunch. But Sheikh of Meis is Chayimis. Mashiach in Israel, even a Sheikh of Meis is Potter of Meis. So the pshat obviously is that vis-a-vis Israel, they are two ptur. There is a ptur of onus, primarily sasabobot, that onus rachmane patra. And then there is a special ptur of sheikh. And vis-a-vis Israel, so in respect to mise, so not only, so even if somebody is amazing, he knows that it's osa, and he knows what he's doing, but if he didn't get asroye, so vis-a-vis Dine Yodom, in Onshi Dine Yodom, Mise Malkes is still considered Cheyik. Mizini is not Cheyik, of course, he's a Roshan. If somebody, let's say, is Mechal Shabbos, they made it without a Soya, or it's Nivere, they made it without a Soya, is a Roshan, is Posleides. But vis-a-vis Mise Malkes, so not only if he's a Cheyik, so he's Potter of Mise. Even if he's amazing, but in a Musre, he is also considered as a Sheikh. He's not an easy combo. If it wasn't done with a warning, being given to him before he did the Maizabir. So, in other words, so in Dine Yisrael, so there is a special tour of Sheikh. Even if he's not a bonus, Mashiachim in Dinei B'Neiach, there is only a Ptur of bonus. Now, the Rambam says, in Yerushalayim, that Ishes Yisroel, She's in some shaking. Let's say she made a mistake. She's in shaking. She thought she was having relations with the husband. She didn't even take a look. And it turned out to be somebody else. Somebody else. So she would tell us about it. She would tell us about it. She would tell us about it. So the Rambam says, why? But the Torah says, Vilo mitfosa. Hom mitfosa mitalis. So there is no Xeras Akosu that is Hoyen Shezin, so the Shemin is mitalis abayo. The Xeras Akosu only says, Eishes is Hoyen Shezin, so the Eines is mitalis abayo. Vihil moi mitfosa. Hom mitfosa mitalis. Mitfosa means Eines. So why do we say, Zin so the Shemin is also mitalis abayo? So the answer is, because the Rambam says, Shehashgobo tzadeinus yeshba. In other words, there are two types of onus. There is an onus gomer. Like Nara Mroso, Shenemso. That's an onus gomer. She's not in Mechitas. In other words, somebody was the answer, and it was Besode, and I mean, she had no way of saving herself from the mamis. So it's not her fault. That's an onus gomer. But then, and that's mentioned in the pasuk, the lanara loisase dov, kein lanara chet mishpat bovis, kasher yokum ish al reyu utzoche kein hadovo hazeh. Then there is another halacha that the Rambam mentions in Sigat Tira, that's in Chosh Misafon, in the parasha of Mavir Mila Melech, so it's Chai Nisi. So Nosati is Ponai Banefesh Ayi. So the Tereskerim says, Banefesh Ayi, Hayigolo Yanuso, Hayigolo Yishenik, Hayigolo Yimutis. And the Rambam mentions that in Perikadio Chesila Atea. The Rambam says, in connection with the three Averes, that it's Yoy Royavea, suppose it's Oda Vruine Arad, so it's Potter Donshi. So the Rambam says, "Afilo mitzichah," he says, "even mitzichah." The Rambam says in the Kei Luches, "He said the Atir Alochet Dalat." V'chol mishenem abeyoy moyav v'mobam v'inara karet mechalos Hashem v'moyo v'asor mi'israel v'zechilus Hashem v'rabim. ופתאום מצסה ששיפיל שהשם ויוברה מצסה מצסה שיוכל והשם ויעבר פיכם תשובה והנה סיימאו כנאי ניסי ואם צורך לא ימר שני ניסי ניסי בעזני אפילו הוא רק בהנס. So the Rambam says here, אפילו הוא רק בהנס. In other words, there is a story to say that if somebody was not מסנפש himself for Abri Zor and Arayes, he's Potter of Moshe. But if somebody was not מסנפש himself for Mitzichה, he's Chalosh. Why should we say that? But it's much more than that. So the Rambam tells us, the Chiddush, Avihor means, no, needless to mention, that if somebody failed to be misanefesh himself for Rav Nizor and Arayas, he's got a bunch, but even if he failed to be misanefesh himself for Vitzichah, he's also got a bunch. But Avihor means, Shei Malkin u Menisi in Eloei Ber Bezenei u Beinim Vasroi, Shei Emar Bnei Sein Nizari La Melech, Vinosati Ami Esponai Bo Yishahu, מפי השמור הלום דו ההוא לא יונוס ולא ישן לי ולא ימותה ומה אם אבינס כחובים שיחמור אוקיי מן הכי בואי ודי סובי נסים לחי את קורס ואם צורך בין המסס בזני כמחים על משום מיצוי סמור את בתאירו ובראי ישראל הוא הנער הניסס את בובו. So he mentions two psukim as to why a monus is for us. Why does the Rambam have to mention two psukim? The answer is there are two kinds of monus. There is an Ines, there is an onus gomer of my having a member completely faultless. That kind of an anus is not only potter of Nisa or Malkis or Kores or Mr. Shemayim, he is even potter of Chazos. Because Mukhe says that the Tinek Shemichu of Inakum, the Yoda Shemichu Yehudi, then he becomes Chizal Das Yehudis. He becomes about Chubes, so Mukhe says he is potter of the Chazos. The Chachon Bachelos. Why does Mukhe saying that this book of Hatos, because Mundus holds that the Tinek Shemitim of Nahum, Shemuyoda Shemuyudi, so then he's an honest gomor, like Hanaro Shezin Shemensa. So it's not Chayach to say Hatos. So there's the Gilosh Nagmor in Shabbos, that Mundus says, Mezit li kochente, Vishavit li kochente, Mashayin ke Tinek Shemitim of Nahum, Vyoda, Shabbos Melo. So in what does it mean in Ikrachete? Because Ishenik is a Chete, he's not a Roshe, because Roshe, the term Roshe, implies that he has culpable guilt. Not just guilt, but culpable guilt. But Chete can be Mishvobo. But if somebody is a Chete, so he's Mechuyim, so he's Mechuyim from the Tshuve. The Rambam says, in Perikawet Milchash Tshuve, the Rambam says, Called Missesse Shebateo, Ben Esse de Racese, Imoba Rodom Rachas Men, Ben Mizobi Ben Mishgobo, Kishiasi Chuba Yoshe Mukatoi, Hayek Mislavit of Nekil Borov. Why doesn't the Rambam say Ben Mizobi Ben Mishgobo Ben Benes? So it's Mashma, Benes not. If Naram Rosso was false and she had no, she was completely faultless, she's not the Chiyavis of the Chuba. It's not a fault in any way. Why should she be the Chiyavis of the Chuba? Tshuva you have to do for something that is your fault. But if it's not a fault, of course, if she went to a place that she shouldn't go, she went to a place of pretzes, and then she was mentzor, so then she is mechuyavet in the tshuva. Then she is not an anus of mura. But if she's an anus of mura, of mayim, havelu mela, then she's not mechuyavet in the tshuva. But shkogo is a chayte, and that's the Rosh Nagmor in Shabbos. Mezik nikra chayte, mishenik nikra chayte, lafuke, tirik sheni ishbo, sheni nikra chayte. And the Chachomim who say, so someone who is an honest gomor is poter even of chatos, not only of misa, not only of misa. The Chachomim say that he's high the chatos, because the Chachomim hold that people think she needs to be nakom. Is not completely faultless. He's not completely faultless. Of course, Chassid Sholem is not a Roshe, but the Chete is, in the same way as Ishenik, he's a Chete. He didn't know, he could have learned, so he knew. But he was raised by parents who didn't teach him, so what? So he could have learned anyway. He's not completely faultless. That's the reason as to why the Chachomim of Mumbai say that the Tirush Yidro Ben Akum is high Chatos. But the Rambam says that the Tzduki who were raised by parents, Tzduki, so they don't have a din of the Mumbai. If they were Sheikhet, Ibehemo, and the presence of Achelim who saw that the Shkiket is done properly, so it's not the veil. Why? Because they are Anusim. But how can it be Anusim? The Rambam passes is like the Chachomim of Mumbes, and in Mumbes who says the Izanamus, so it's only a Tinek Shemitbo that never heard of Das Hayim, but the Tzduchim, they all know about the Yosh Baal Peh, but they were raised in an atmosphere of apikosis. So they have a din, so why should they be considered as Anusim? The answer is, a Tinek Shemitbo is not an Anus Gomor, according to the Chachamim of Mundes. But the deep onus, yes. So there are two kinds of onus. There is an onus gamur. What's the definition of an onus gamur? My Havaru Meva, completely faultless, like a narrow Havaru Soshimonis, Besson. What could you have done? Completely faultless. So that kind of anus is a tool not only of Mise and Malkes and Torres and Mise and Shemayim, but even of Hatos. The Gavri is not a chete, the Naram Rosso is not a chetas. That's the Pshutish on Mikho. Kaka sheyoku misha oreyu utzochek in Adobrazi. What is the Torah? What is the Torah trying to emphasize? Kaka sheyoku misha oreyu. All right, there is it, Roshe. But the Pshutish on Mikho, what's the Pshutish on Mikho? The Pshutish on Mikho, I think, is that the Naram Rosso is not a chetas in any way. Just as if one person kills another person. So no one would say that the victim is also a chayte. He allowed himself to be killed. Ain't nothing on him if he could have saved himself. And he allowed himself to be killed. Didn't defend himself. He is a victim. But if somebody is a victim, and my other Lebat, he couldn't have helped it, he couldn't have defended himself, he's not a victim. He's not a victim anyway. So, now I'm also, Kashiwoku Mishaureyo. She is not a chikas, and you see in the Sifri, Eila Nara, chait milamei shepoter af mechatus, sheptura af mechatus. In other words, if the woman is gomo, so then he's poter of evet. But then there is another halacha. That's the posik in Eisin Zaru Amelich. Vinosati ani esponai boi shahu. מפי השמוע לומדון, הרו ביונוס, הרו בשדק, הרו במיטה. So we deduce from the same passage, a פטור of מוטה, a פטור of שדק, a פטור of אונוס. שדק is a חלק. שדק it is his fault. So in other words, that means that every שדק has a demons. But as far as חטוס is concerned, so Dimonos is not enough to patter him of Chatos. He has to be an honest governor of my humble merit, of being completely faultless. But as far as Nise and Moses, Kores, and Nise and Shemaim are concerned, so it's not only an honest governor but of Nise, Moses, Kores, Nise and Shemaim. Anyone who has a Dimonos and every shade has a demons. That's the pshat in the Rambam, that he is soil shemem sobish she sin sobish shekel muteres lebayim. Sha'arimema v'yum nitviso ho nitviso muteres v'yash gogo tzadenis yesh bo. What does it mean tzadenis? It's not mamish enonis. Enonis gomo. But he has a demons. So that's why the Rambam mentions both psukim. He says, the three areas that is your Eloi Aveir, Imova Bolin Erak, Imova Bolin Erak, so he's Potter of Onshi. So first, Afilu Horak Beinez, he's Potter of Onshi. So it's Mashmat in Yoshna Rambam, that there is his Svore to be Mechalik, and to say, Eli Bami Zore Beinez, even though he has to be Mishalevish himself, but if he wasn't, he's Potter of Mishalevish. Masheinke, Ritzir Haibeines, if he wasn't his nephew himself, so he's higher than he says. So the Mashalon, if he was Ritzir Haibeines, he is also Patronus. So the Rambam mentions first the person, Vunasati is Ponai Bonisha, he, Ahu, Vunayinus, and Shei, and Yute. And then he mentions Vunasari is Asbah, because from the Rambam it appears that while the three are various, while the three Averis is Yehovah Yaveya, but there is a basic distinction between Ritzicha on one hand and Abizor and Gelarayas on the other. Ritzicha so is Yehovah Yaveya because of my choses. So what does it mean, my choses? The life of the victim, the Akum Danus tells Ude, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, then you kill me. So my choses. Shimon's life is as precious as his life. So Mele, can he be considered an honest gomo? He cannot be considered an honest gomo. How can he be considered an honest gomo? Why? Because he did it in order to save his life. All right, but he killed somebody else, which is equally precious. So Mele, an honest gomo, he cannot be considered. But a dinos, yes. Because that's human nature. That's human nature. It's very difficult, you know, to resist such a circumstance of letting oneself. So our Pudin is considered most. In other words, whenever a person does not avera, the most terrible avera, but because under the threat of being killed, he has a dinos. But is he a manus bambo? Is he faultless? Mashinke. So Mele, we couldn't say that he's potter mitzadik zazakosu of Eila Naro Chet Mishpat Nobes. Because over there, the Naran Rosso is not in Mechitas. She's not faultless. What could she have done? She had no alternative. Masheikin, he could have given up his life. It's not easy. Of course it's not easy. But that was his chayiv, that was his obligation. My chodesh. So Meile is not an onus mamon. But the reason as to why he's potter of onshin, because of another din of him. Din of him is. Of vinosati esponai banefesh ahi, ahi goleides, v'sheki unute. Eshevik is a chayte. He's a chayte. But, he has a din of onus. He has a din of onus. So that's why he's potter. Then, he mentions the posik of Manal Zasdobo, because from the Rambam it appears, not all the Shein agree, that Ades, even though Abizoren Hilarayas, so Pikach Nefesh is Nadechle, and even not Ades, he has to give up his life, but Ades is Dechle Yisrael of Abizoren, is Dechle Yisrael of Arayas. God, Mitzachim Shashem, Mitzachil Hashem, is not allowed to be with Abizoren, even not Ades. But as far as Nitzel, Abizor per se is concerned, so Ades is a matya, is deiche, the Yisrael Abizor and Yisrael Arayis. Mashinkim gav Yitzichhe, so Ades is not part of Yisrael Yitzichhe, because my chodesh. So that's why the Rambam mentions both of them. So the reason is why the Neach, regular Sheikobo in the Neach is potter, and Sheikobo in the Neach so Bnei'ach is chayim. He said, what does Sheikh Kol Mezid mean? Sheikh Kol Mezid means he's negligent. He didn't intend, but he's negligent. So Mele by Israel, so besides the tour of onus, even the demons, so there is a tour of Shlomo as such. So Mele, even Sheikh Kol Mezid has a demon Shlomo. As a new law. So he's potter of Nisi. And of course, Mashiach came the Neach. So the Ptur of Shkogo is, there is no Ptur of Shkogo per se. But the Neach, the Aloha of Shkogo was not mentioned in the Neach. But the Dinobos, not only on his own, even the Dinobos is applies to the Neach. So someone who has a din of onus is potter of onshin. So if he's a regular shlobo, a full shlobo, then he has a din of onus. So the neach is potter if he's a full shlobo. But if he's in a muter, shei kol mezid, he's negligent. So then, he doesn't have a din of onus. But his oil is potter of nisei because of the special ptur of shlobo. But with Abu Neach, there is no special ptur of shlobo. So I think that when does the Ramos say that certain shkogos, there is a chivas amishko, he has to be misane, that is the shkogo of him and Mita, where, let's say, he's a shady colonist, and the Bnei'ach for such a shkogo would be Mechayim Nisim. Yehoyim Yilmi Bilaloma. But by Israel, there is a special tour of shkogo. But in Dino Bonus, he doesn't have. So Mele, since he's a chorus and he's his best, so the halacha is that children in Kitra by themselves are not mechaper, and in order to have a kaporet mureh, they must have Yisurim. So in order to avoid Yisurim, there must be a substitute. So what is a substitute? Choose a mishku, tamiris, for someone who is adapted to it. Oh, and if he's not adapted to it, so then he must do a lot of, he must indulge in tzokon, in tzokon, things that are making negative Yisurim. That I'm making a Yisrael. Mashiach will be a regular Shkogo. So then, besides the tour of Shkogo, he is potter of onshin mitzad aloha of onus, where he's an onus, so then he doesn't require the soul in order to make a call. So that's why the Ramon mentions that only in the case of the imperious men, the Kishu of the Shengik, Shaloyoda shall also reface the men, Yisan and Memye, when it's Chichel Yates, Ritzupi, Rakol Shavua Shmeyon, Kesheni Bahamish, who believe our time is also the Yain of Bosso, we will you have his salaries. So let's say like today, when people are not strong enough to be Misame, and it's also to be Misame, Yid the Koryen the moment, she did to Mizok. I mean, that is based upon the Ramayin and Shaichu, Ki Fi Irach Momen Sheyeshe, Ki Oshia Yisach Tzas Yoni, Vi Yish Lehach Yavichu Bosso, יכול אמר בראשו סחוסו. So the Ramban, the Ramon mentioned sitting the Rabbi. So the Yisho in Tzricha Kapon. So that is some of the skipping with the question: why is the Yisho in Tzricha Kapon? After all, the man and the woman are both are equally responsible. The Nichrisu and Foshisois is all right here. They are not Mizidis. They are Shevites. But the same Kapon that the man the Shevi requires. So the woman the shigeges requires. So why? So they all ask the kashlo, the nitzikeli. Why does he say the isha? Why only the man? But I think there is a very simple parent. In other words, the reason, as I said before, why do we say that the man requires a kapor? Because he doesn't have the dinner bonus. Is it? He doesn't have the dinner bonus. He doesn't even have the dinner bonus. Not only is not an Islamic, because when you were dealing with Roma, but his father of colors because Shgoga, even Sheikh called amazing. So he has a dean of Shgoga, of Sheikh, and his father, but he's still, and one of the reasons he doesn't have any of us. Some melee, he requires a soul in order to be making. Maybe the soul, so yes, either man undergoing Chulas Amishka, or today the people are not adapted for Chulas Amishka, so he has to do that, he has to indulge in the things that are making negative soul. He has to do a lot of zloke, it doesn't mean he has to do zloke. Every Jew has to do zloke. But this Jew has to do zloke over and above the degree of zloke that every Jew is making, in order to be making against Yisuri. So, only because he's a Pesheah. So, why is he a Pesheah? He's a Pesheah because he should have known. He should have known. But as far as the issue is concerned, even if she knew, is she in a position to make the husband be perished? It's up to him. It's up to him to be perished. And Kishra only does. So, it's not within the control of the woman to be perished. He made a mess. That's within the control of the man to be perished made a mess. So mainly the man is a Pesheah. Mashenkin, the woman, so she is not a Pesheah in any way. After all, the Tashmish took place not some of the rest. So there was no Aveira involved in the Tashmish. But the Aveira was involved in the way in the Trish. So he is in a position to be perished, but she was not in a position to be perished. To be perished, so she is an anusa. She might even be an anusa. You are not only a demonus. So that's why he says in Tzlira Kapor, because the Yishe is an anusa of Mura. Now the Rambam says, now when we say when in other words, so that means an anus gomo doesn't even require a kapor. An anus gomo. But the Rambam in Perush Mishnah in Yumi and the rest of Mishnah, so he says, "This man should be samid b'shoyer kayon, so he amishalei yachol nechapir al hakir al akalis or achmuris, bein b'mezi, bein b'sheni, bein b'mez." So the Rambam says, the Rambam thus implies that heinous also requires kapor, and don't we say al chid shechotam b'chalecho beinus b'shvago? We say it in the Riddu. So that means that the Enes also requires kapor, but that seems to be inconsistent with the Rosh Rambam, Beretalet Muches Shuvah Aluch Aleph, Kol Chatoyim Shvatero, Kishiyaso Enesom, Ikishiyoshu, is Ben Mizodim, Ben Mishvogot. So, it's all Chas Shuvah, is Kishiyaso Shuvah, Chayek Nisvadis. So, Enes doesn't mention, but we say, Ben Enes, Alchid Shachtonu Chamecho, Ben Enes Mishvogot, the answer is there are two kinds of Enes. There is an Enes Gomo, an Enes Gomo like an Aram Rosa Shezins of Enes, or like this woman. So, the Tashmish was not so much of it. And then, she was pure, so he knew in the midst of the Tashmish. So he is a Pesheah, because he could repay the Pesheah, but it wasn't within her control. So she's an Anus of Moro. She doesn't require to be Shudel, she doesn't require to be Kapore. But there is another a dinogamus. Like let's say if somebody forced him, like Danusim, who were forced you know, to embrace Christianity. Otherwise, they get killed. So they were mechuyev to let themselves be killed. But still, there are a number of Anusim in the time of the Inquisition who did not have the courage to go out to Kiddush Hashem. So so the Rebbe says they were kosher eges, because only Chachmei Patrei, they were not Anusim Gmurim. They only had the din of Anus. They only had the din of Anus. That kind of Anus is Sol Kapor. But Boisho, she is an Anus of Gmuro, and it's Rebbe Kapor. Vim Shimsho, Shalui Mishas Resto, Umoza Akash Mishdam, Afil Nutsa Awei Chalei, Nikraides. What did it mean? Why did he say Afil Nutsa Awei Chalei? Because if it is Nutsa Awei Chalei, So the Gemara says either we learn that only if he found that Kishio Veset. So, in other words, if the aid was already in her hands available, and immediately she was Mikaneach, that's the Shia Veset. But if it's more than the Shia Veset, then we cannot know that she was in need of a Shastashi. But suppose she finds Dam on his piece of cloth, so that means that it came from her. So it wasn't after. So then we are sure that she wasn't Pearson Nigo after the Kashmish. Because if she would be Pearson Nigo after the Kashmish, he wouldn't find any Dam on his piece of cloth. So she could find Dam on her piece of cloth, but he couldn't find Dam on his piece of cloth. So in other words, after Nimza reach away, that means so it's a Raya Muchachas that she Bishastashish, she was already an ego. So still is Mikhailis. And on his gomo, because if she was pierced an ego in the midst of the Tashish, and it wasn't some of the best of, so did they do anything wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. So by having a rabbi, so it's exactly like Nara Moroso. She's in Serenis. What could she have done? Not only in Dinenis, but Manishenis, on his gomo. So it's Mikraenis, it doesn't require any kapoor. After Loibot Kotrio, after Loibot Kotrio, they don't say kapoor, Loihu, Loihu. Now, that is so there are better amours that in more high low rush, Bishim Aram Rukhbe. Now, that is reference to a woman who has a vessel for one. But the Tashmish was Shaloi Bishas Vestor, not some of the Vestor. So they didn't do anything wrong. So the Mele, they are losing Murim, they're not in high the Hatos. But suppose it's a woman who has a vessel for one. So there is Alochel, there is Zartanis in Israel. So Mikarazon in Israel, she is Mishiseyel, some of the best of. So he is Mechuyev to be Perishmish. Suppose he was not Perishmish. And then, in the midst of the Tashmish, she became an ego. So the Gemara in Shvuah says, if a woman was Pearson ego in the midst of the Tashmish, and the Tashmish was some of the best of, inasmuch as there is Aloch of Azor, Minisoyim, Shinif, Isom, Mishiseyem, so then they are both Chayev Echatos. So the Ram in Shvuah, he says, Bishleine, call it Rav Neham, who says that the Droshe Bazar, the Muslims, Israel. So, the Azor, the Israel, Shinif, which is saying some of the best things in Droshe, Ure. So we understand this by the Chayev Echatos. They do not tell him, they're not a Muslim. They're only shaving him. They're not a Muslim. But that's why the Chayev Echatos. But according to the Rishayim, who say that it's not machte, so Midraise, there is no alocher being paid in some of the rest. So Midraise, he was allowed to be born, even though it was some of the best. Let's say her best is on the 25th day, and the Tashmish was on the 25th day. It's only Mr. Rabbanon. Why are they Chayev Echatos? After all, for Mr. Rabbanon, we're not Chayev Echatos. Sadaran says, I mean, that's another portion. So from that Gemara, we can deduce a new halacha that if a person does a certain avera, unintentionally, and you can say, he's anonymous. But if he had acted according to the deen, so this wouldn't have happened to him. And the only reason as to why it happened to him, is because he didn't follow up the deen. So then he's not anonymous. He's not anonymous. Because onus, in other words, in order to be potter mitmo vechatos, so it's not enough to have a team onus. He has to be an onus gomo. What does onus gomo by definition mean? Onus gomo means my harmony, completely faultless. So if there is no, if a woman, if someone is boalishte, shaloi vishas resto, so maybe he's allowed to be boalishte. So my harmony nevat. What else could he have done? To be paid previously all the time. That means also that he didn't at all. So he didn't do anything wrong. So he's managed like an alam also shenanso. My haven will never. Mashain came if it is some of the best. So through Midraise. So he's mutalov. But the Chachomim on Zakeh in the Torah. And when there is a Nisar Rabbonon, so it doesn't mean, as a matter of fact, we have that Gemara, that is a Gemara in Yivomes, and it's also a Gemara in Ish, Kol Amkayim Dibur Chachomim, Nitko Kodesh. So Gemara asks, So it means if somebody is either a Bir Chachomim, he's a Roshe. He's not a Roshe to be possible, yes, with the Raisi, but he has a Shem Roshe, he's Shem Chedi and Roshe, the Gabbai. So what does it mean? It doesn't, that words, it means that if somebody, let's say, eats the way it was a diet, that's only the Rabbah to eat the way it was a diet. So it doesn't mean. Midraise is a tzadikon, is a chafetz chayim. Midraise is a chafetz chayim. But midrabon is a roshi. There is no such thing. Midraise, I am a tzadik. And midrabon, I am a roshi. If I am a roshi midrabon, I am a roshi midraise. I am not a roshi to be postulated. That requires a special type of a roshi, certain avelas. But I am a roshi midraise. Because since there is a roche of al piyatima sheyerucho, al piyatima sheyerucho, so everything that the Chachamim are misaking becomes part and parcel of the Torah. So in Meile, if somebody is either a Nisar Rabbonon or is Mivater Nisar Rabbonon, he is a Chayim in the Raisa. So in Meile, he cannot say, my Abba and my Bab. So he's not an Omis Gomor. This is the Aloche that the Ram deduces from that Gemara. In other words, that if somebody is Nichshon in Avera, but is Nichshon in that Avera because He did an Avera Mirabon. Let's say if a woman went to a party that is in which indecent people participated, and then she was raped. This is something that happened more than once. So she'll still have a dinner bonus. She will not be Chayav Smise, but an Anus of Muro she is not. Because an Anus of Muro is only a person who is completely faultless. But if he did something wrong, and if the person hadn't done that which is wrong, whether it's with the Isa wrong or with the Rabbana wrong, it doesn't make any difference. So it wouldn't have happened, so then he's not an Anus of Muro. He's not an Anus of Muro. If a person goes to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then he gets up at 11, after Zman Krishna, he cannot say, I'm an onus, onus achmei patri, he's not an onus. He should not have gone to sleep so late. Onus gomor is only when he's completely faultless. But if he's not completely faultless, he's not an honest God. So he says, "Mirbat b'mishim shalshaloi b'shasvesta u'motza achavatash nishdam afu nuzalei chalei mikhailis afu nubot ketchilot v'nitzchilan kapo lo yihu v'lo yihu." Now, there is a tshuva in the Bihute, a remarkable tshuva, Simon Pivot. So the Bihute discusses the case of a man who was born on Ishte, and that woman did not have a vessel for one. And she didn't make the ticket before Tashmish. And then she was pierced on Ishas Tashmish. So the Shire was, the interview was made from the Bihute, whether they require a kapot, the olive, and it's a homie. So, so the Yehuda said, in the Tshuva, that depends upon the machlekes b'shem between Rashi and Barach. Now there's the next simen. You see, whether a woman that has no vesit kavua, so according to the Rav, according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, so then she requires a tikkun before Tashmish, not allowed to have Tashmish without making the ticket first. According to Rashi, it hates the Raivet, and the Shach, asked by him, she doesn't require a ticket. So the Buddha says, it's very disturbing. According to the Rach, and the Rambam and the Rosh, that a woman wears no best good one. So it requires a ticket if we Tashmish, and this couple did not make a ticket before Tashmish. So the mayor, that means they were they are in Israel Rabbanon. Had they complied with Israel Rabbanon, so possibly they would not have been there. We don't know, but it's very possible. In other words, if, let's say, it all depends, if she was pierced on Yidu Bishas Tashmish, so then, even if they made it decay, even if she made it decay, she would have found herself clean, because she felt she had a worship that she was pierced on Yido in the midst of the Tashmish. So if she had she made it decay a minute before the Tashmish, so they would have been clean anyway. But suppose in the midst of the Tashmish she felt that there was already dam in the Mizrachitz, in the vagina canal. So in other words, so then it's very likely that had she made it decay a minute before Tashmish, she would have detected that Riyaz dam. So maybe that means that according to the Rach, so the only reason as to why they were nirchel in this occurs is because they had not acted out of the deen. If they acted according to the deen and then with the Rabbonon, they wouldn't have been nirchel. So maybe they require a kapot. But according to the way we pass in like Shach, like Rash and Tinsis, not like the Mechaber and Ramon, in the next simen, so maybe that means they were not Mechuyev to make a ticket. As a matter of fact, many Bishayim say, not only she's not Mechuyev to make a ticket with the Tashmish, she's not allowed. Kidding Shalimahay, give me a ticket. So maybe my Havre and Rebbe, what else could they have done to make a ticket for Tashmish? She's not even allowed. And even if she had been allowed, as long as she's not Mechuyev to make a ticket, so it's my Havre and Rebbe. So this is what we listen. All right, now. Simen Kuf Tevot.